I heard that, you know, somebody said we're going to do a demo on virtual ribbons. That's actually not so. It's just ribbons. These are the others, the one that Microsoft has now in their Office 7 and 10. I just want to give you a little idea of where I am in this process. I'm not really an expert on ribbons. I don't have any machine with Office and ribbons, but I have to sometimes use it at work, not too often so far. But when I saw ribbons, I kind of got the idea, oh, I can never learn this. This is just too awful and too awkward, and I avoided them like the plague. But then eventually I had to bite the bullet. So I read this book about Windows 7 that's actually for free by Kathy Ann Murtha, and she has a chapter there on ribbons. I learned the basics. I now feel that if I want to learn one of the Microsoft tools, I know where to start. It's no longer kind of, you know, scary or anything. Why ribbons? Why should we learn ribbons? I think one reason is that, of course, you know, if you work and you are presented with an office machine that has ribbons, and there are more and more, then you have to learn them. And also, not just Office has now ribbons, but also in Windows 7, WordPad has also ribbons now. And who knows what who else will get ribbons. First, I want to give a little explanation what this looks visually, because I think they basically made the ribbons so that people who use their vision have an overview of all what there is. Under the title bar, there are tabs, and these are kind of like the menus, file, edit, tools, that kind of thing. But there is a difference. Underneath the tabs, there are a whole lot of tools, commands, icons. That's what they are. And they're all like, you know, little icons. And you see the ones from the ribbon that's active. There's only one ribbon that's active. So if you don't do anything and you type Alt, then you will hear Home. The Home ribbon is active. And you'll see this big slew of tools that belong to the Home ribbon. There's a whole lot of tools. Then there are other ribbons, and Jen, maybe we can go through the ribbons.
Home tab 1 of 7. To change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon. Use tab or shift tab H.
So Home, but I just wanted to left or right arrow.
Insert tab 2 of 7. Yeah. To change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon. Use tab or shift tab I.
So the insert ribbon, and then the next one would be
page layout tab 3 of 7. To change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon. Use tab or shift tab P.
Page layout.
References tab 4 of 7. To change ribbons, use left or right. Mailings tab 5 of 7. To change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon. Use tab. Review tab 6 of 7. To change review tab 7 of 7. To change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the current ribbon. Use tab or shift tab V.
Are you using the JAWS thing that makes ribbons easier to manage, or are you just using?
No.
Okay.
That's virtual ribbons. I chose not to use them.
Okay.
I tried it and didn't like it.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is to just use Windows keys, because then you can use them on, you know, with other screen readers.
So you hit Alt to get to the ribbons and then the arrow keys to choose among them?
Yes, left and right arrow to choose among them.
Yes, yeah. Left arrow, right arrow to move through the, and eventually you'll get back to the Home ribbons. If you hit Alt with the old way, you always got to file. Here, you get to the one that is active. So if you left off at insert, then if you hit Alt, you will get insert. But that's not a problem. You just hit left and right arrow, and that way you can go back to Home or to whatever you want. Most of the time, you will probably want the Home ribbon because that has so many things on it. And here is, I think for me, the most important thing that I didn't do, because I was looking at the ribbons, and some of them looked like, oh, grids, and some of them looked like this and that, and I used the arrow keys because that seemed to be natural for me to do, and this is not a good idea. So what you're supposed to use is tab and shift tab once you want to explore the ribbon itself. So we can do that with the Home ribbon right now.
When I thought of a ribbon initially, this is non-visually, I pictured a ribbon itself, like you tie around a box, a very long string of little buttons or icons, one right after the other. So you could imagine using a right arrow or left arrow to go back and forth. But what Maria described as a grid would be, imagine a 4x2 with four icons in the top row and then four icons below it. If you would use a right arrow, you'd go across the top four and then you might not get to the next four underneath. If you tabbed, you'd go through the top four, the next tab would take you through the bottom four. So by tabbing, you don't miss anything that's there.
Right.
So you only arrow across the what are called the tabs, and this is what's confusing. There are a lot of tabbing is what you do through the ribbons. Tabs are also what's across the menu strip at the top of the ribbon. So
yes,
that gets confusing. And there's also the tab button on your keyboard. So within the ribbons, use tab. You can use arrow, or you do use left and right arrow to go back and forth through the menu.
Ribbons.
Yes, the actual ribbons, not within the ribbons.
Let's go back to the home ribbon.
Okay, so I'm going to escape out of it.
Escape, leaving menu bar, review, edit.
So it said leaving menu bar, now it's back in my document, and I'm going to use, I'll just use alt.
Upper ribbon, new tab, 707, the change ribbons, use left or right arrows to navigate the review tab, 607, mailings tab, 507, references tab, 407, the change, page layout tab, 307, the insert tab, 2, home tab, 107.
We're on the home ribbon, and that's really the one that you will be using most of the time. And there's lots of things on there, and we're using the tab now to hear what's on the home ribbon.
Okay, so now I'll tap through it.
Tap, lower ribbon, paste split button, paste left parent, control plus V right parent, 1 of 5. Press enter or space bar for more options, control V.
Okay, I'm just gonna tap through it. You'll be hearing a lot of things and we'll be explaining a little bit later what those mean.
Tap, cut button unavailable, 2 of 5. To move through the controls on this ribbon, use tap or shift tap or use the arrow keys, control X, alt followed by H, X. Tab, copy button unavailable, 3 of 5. To move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, control C, alt followed by H, C.
And just a quick note, when you're first learning ribbons, it's really important to take the time to listen to all of what's said. It's pretty annoying, but in like Office 2003 or Word 2003, you probably got in the habit of going pretty quickly through it once you learn the shortcuts, but you're not gonna learn the shortcuts, or so there might be some extra things at the very end. But you'll get pretty quick at ignoring things after you learn what's where.
Tab, format paper button, 4 or 5. To move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, control shift C, alt followed by H, F, T. Tab, to move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, F, O. Tab, font, colon, edit, delivery, type and text, alt followed by H, F, F. Tab, font size, colon, edit, 11, type and text, alt followed by H, F, S.
I just wanted to say that all these tools are kind of grouped into like clipboard tools like cut, paste, and so on. And then come the font tools. So there is some sort of a system to it. Those are called groups.
If you saw it visually, it kind of made sense, although visual users don't think it makes sense from what I...
My husband, for instance, doesn't like this because he doesn't remember often what the icons are for, and he goes to OpenOffice instead.
Tab, okay. Italic button, 8 of 16, to move through the controls on this ribbon. Tab, underline group box, underline split button, press enter or spacebar for more options. Tab, strike through button, 10 of 16, to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, 4. Tab, subscript tab, superscript tab, clear format tab, text effects button drop tab, text highlight color tab, font color group box, font tab, change case button tab, grow font button tab, shrink font button tab. To move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, F, N. Tab, bullet split button, 1 of 15, press enter or spacebar for more options. Tab, number in group box, number in split button, press enter or spacebar for more options.
So just notice that something totally different came up after font, bullets, and numbering.
Tab, multi-level list button drop-down grid, 3 of 15, to move through the controls on this ribbon submenu grid, use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, M.
And this is all still within the home ribbon.
Yep.
So if you notice, this is so much stuff within that home ribbon.
Tab, decrease indent button, 4 of 15, to move through the control. Tab, increase indent button, 5 of 15, to tab, align left button pressed, 8 of 15, to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or tab, center button, 9 of 15, to move through the controls on this ribbon. Use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys. Tab, align right button, 10 of 15, to move through the control. Tab, justify button, 11 of 15, to move through the controls on the tab. Line and pair of tab, shade and group box, shade and split button, latch, press enter or spacebar for more options. Tab, borders group box, bottom border split button, press enter or spacebar. Tab, sort ... button, 6 of 15, to move. Tab, show all button, 7 of 15. Tab, to move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab or shift tab, or use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, P, G. Tab, styles toolbar, group, quick styles button, drop down grid, 1 of 3, to move through the controls on this ribbon submenu grid,
still
use the arrow keys, alt followed by H, L.
We'll spare you.
Eventually, we'll get back to where we started from. Pace.
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 Pace is the first one.
And also, I never, you know, I have my JAWS tutor. I turned that off, so I don't hear all the, each time, you know, what you need to do. That, some of this used to be on the edit menu. Some of it used to be on the format menu, and there was things on the tools menu, and a lot of this is now just the home menu. The control keys still work. So for instance, control B is still bold, control C is copy, control E is center, and so on. So that for the most part works. I believe that there is something a little different about the find button, right, Jen?
Yes.
But you can pretty much use these if you are used to them from 2003, but also I would say learn them if this is the first Microsoft Word that you're using. All those control keys.
What I have are just some examples,
yeah.
And just a little bit more explanation. So I went from 2003 to 2010, and I never used Vista. And I also learned 2010. I did 2 weeks of one-on-one lessons. So I'll give Heather Campbell at the Carroll Center the credit for what I know, but not the credit for what I don't know, or the mistakes I made, we'll put it that way. Within the past couple weeks, I found that National Braille Press has 2 documents that you can pay $6 a piece for, available in a couple different formats, Braille, Word, text, to download, and they seem to be really good at giving you the shortcuts, giving you explanations. The Word one is better than the Outlook one, I found, but if you're just learning this, I mean, I read these last night at 11 o'clock, and it was really useful, and even just for preparing for this. So I wish I'd found them months ago. So I've been using this for about 6 months. I don't do a lot of bullets numbering. I never use mailings, reference, all of that. What Maria said about the shortcuts keys, I can't emphasize that enough. I mean, the reason that I've kept on the JAWS tutor messages.
Yeah.
Is because I hardly ever go to the ribbons to find what I need because I've memorized the shortcut keys.
Yeah.
I even have a document I've created, which are the shortcut keys that I don't use all that often, so that I just refer to that document when I can't find what I need. The blessing of these shortcut keys, and something that are also called access keys. If you've noticed, let me just go through a ribbon. We'll go back to the home ribbon. I just did escape, gets you out of the ribbon. I'm doing Alt H, so there are shortcuts to go to each tab of the ribbon, just like there were in Word 2003, for example. So Alt H gets you to home.
Alt H, upper ribbon, home tab, 107.
There are also shortcuts for things that do not have a control shortcut. So one is for, say, line numbers, not something I use often, but we were trying to find one that you might
escape.
Use. So there's Alt H.
There are 2 shortcut options. One is the old control shortcuts like Control B for bold or Control P for print. But if there is no control shortcut, then you can learn the access key shortcut for that button on the ribbon that jumps. Use that button, saving you lots of tabs. Here is an example colon. Line numbers has no existing shortcut, so you use Alt plus P and LN, which then inserts line numbers.
We'll do Alt P. This is in what's called the page layout tab.
Alt P, upper ribbon, page layout L. N, LN, lower ribbon, none checked, 7 of 8, Alt P, LN, N.
So this is actually in line numbers. It's telling me that none are checked. If I tab through this, it gives me a lot of different choices for line numbers, how I want them done. So this actually opened up this grid of choices for line numbers.
Tab, continuous, 8 of 8, all
continuous line numbers. So what this saved you is having to tab all the way down through all of the page layout tabs, and it jumped you right into the line numbers section. So if there are things you do often, then you might want to learn these, what are called access keys, so that you can jump to that part of the ribbon, and it saves you tabbing, you know, 50 times to have to get there. So that's just an example.
Tab, restart each page, Alt P L N R.
So say that's the one I want.
Tab, restart each section, Alt P L N E.
And again, I don't use line numbering, so I don't know which this is.
Right.
So I might push enter when I get to the one that I want, and that's the choice for line numbering it will do.
Escape, leaving menus, line numbers button drop down, 6 of 8, escape. Split buttons, colon.
You might have heard this when I was tabbing through the ribbon. It's something called a split button. And what a split button is it, you will land on a button on the ribbon, and a button or an icon, or there are many different names, a command. And it's there's two different things you can do with a split button. You can either press enter on the split button, and that actually activates that actual command. Or if you press spacebar on that split button, it gives you a list of choices. So sort of like that line number, if you would have pushed enter on it, it would have just done line numbers, whatever the default is for line numbers, or spacebar, it would have given you some choices. So I'm going to figure out what my demo was.
You can do two different things with them. Enter on one and it activates the spacebar on the menu. Get the example is underline colon.
Okay, so let's go to underline.
Underline is an alt H.
Alt H.
Demonstrate split button also dot 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 in combo box. Demonstrate split button underline is an alt H.
Okay, so we'll go through the alt H until we get to underline.
Alt H,
okay.
Menu bar, ribbon, ribbon, tab, lower ribbon, paste split button, tab, tab, copy button, tab, format painter, but tab, to move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab, font, colon, edit, delivery, type and text, alt followed by H, FF. Tab, font size, colon, edit, 11, type and text, alt followed by tab, bold button, 7 of tab, italic button, 8 of 16, the tab, underline group box, underline split button, press enter or spacebar for more options.
Okay, I'm just going to shift tab.
Shift tab, italic button, 8 of 16.
If you shift tab, you go back one.
To move through the controls on this ribbon, use tab, tab, underline group box, underline split button, press enter or spacebar for more options.
Okay, so if you heard it say underline split button, press tab or press spacebar or enter for more options. So I'm going to, if I pressed enter on this, it would do the traditional underline, either of what I had highlighted, or it would just start the underline from wherever my cursor was. I'm going to push spacebar so you hear what happens. Now, what's happening visually is a new ribbon is appearing on the screen. The ribbon has all of these different visual choices of different kinds of underlines, and you'll hear what those ribbons approximately look like.
Space, underline.
Okay, so that's the traditional underline. I'm going to keep tabbing through these.
Tab, double underline. Tab, thick underline. Tab, dotted underline. Tab, dash underline. Tab, dot dash dash underline. Tab, dot dash dot dash dash underline. Tab, wave underline. Tab, lower ribbon. More underlines. Dot dot dot. Alt H. 3M.
Okay, there's a reason I kept going. If you heard that last one, it said more something 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 dot dot dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
So what the dot dot dot, at least in JAWS, tells me is that I want to press enter on that and a combo box will open up.
In WindowEyes, it says dialogue, I believe. I mean, I don't have WindowEyes, but that's what I heard from the book.
Okay.
Instead of dot, dot, dot. You use all the same keys, but it announces things a little differently.
Oh, and the Braille Press thing that I bought does have WindowEyes and system access information as well.
Enter, leaving menus, underline style, colon, combo box, left paren, none, right paren. To change the selection, use the arrow keys, alt plus U.
But again, the things you use often, you will get comfortable with, and you'll end up doing, like at work, I do a lot of templates, and they're already set up with my bullets, my numbering, my fonts, and this and that. And the documents I type most often have no font, have no this, have no that. They're just traditional typing, and I don't do anything special to them. So things like print, you're still doing Control P. It only brings up print, and you can just push space on it. I'll give you an example of print.
Print button to activate, press space bar, P.
You know, it goes right to the default for space, but then you can tab, and it goes through the ribbon for print.
Tab, copies, colon, edit, one, type and text, alt followed by F, comma, P, comma, N.
So if you heard all that other, all those other letters, you could enter all of those access keys to go right to copies, but that would be kind of a waste of typing.
Tab with printer combo box, Canon Inkjet IP3600 series to change the selection. You tab printer properties link R. Tab print with combo box, print all pages to change the selection. You tab pages colon edit type and text alt followed by F comma.
So this is a little bit different than the old print box, but and it's actually a little bit easier to use, but as you keep tabbing, you'll get back to the print button. So just an example of knowing the control commands, again, really benefits. Find is something that I use a lot, you know, within certain documents. You know, Control F is what you used to use. Something in, I don't know if it's 2010 or ribbons, they've done a kind of a fancier find, I guess is what you'd call it. I don't know how to use this new find. So what I use, what I've been taught to use is what's called, you use Alt E and then F, and it brings up what's the traditional find. So just something to be aware of, and you can type in the word and press spacebar. And
if you were using, even in 2003, you would have used, if you wanted to do it through the menus, you would have said Alt E F because that is the menu.
I would have done Control F, and
I understand that. But I'm saying,
yeah, it was in the edit menu.
It is in the edit menu.
But the point is, you can't do Control F
anymore.
And this anymore.
Yeah.
So you have a choice. I never knew Alt F.
A lot of people used Control F.
I guess that's the point.
Oh sure, because who wants to use 10 keys if you can use one.
Well, that's the point. I never knew Alt E F, so yeah. I was doing Control F and had a heck of a time. I couldn't find stuff half the time, and it's something I use a lot. So Pace Special is something somebody told me about, and it's one I use a lot now. Pace Special is where you've selected some text. I use it a lot when I'm pasting something from the internet, say, into a document. So you're selecting some HTML text with links and, I don't know, all kinds of formatting, and you just want the text from it. You don't care what it looks like. You don't care about the colors. You don't care about how it's formatted. So you will select it. You will do, I just have to select some text. I'll just select all of this.
Rob LM Ribbons demonstration, top escape, escape, copied selection to clipboard.
Okay, so I've copied this. I'm going to do a paste to a new document. So it's, again, Alt-E and then S.
Alt-E, continue, type in S, leave in menu bar, at colon, list box, HTML format, 506.
Okay, so it's open paste special, and it said as, and it's giving me a list of choices, and if I arrow through the choices, you'll hear some different ways I can paste it.
Picture left paren, enhanced meta, file right paren.
And I don't use any of these except unformatted text.
Unformatted text.
So I would just enter on that. If I entered on that, say, in my new document, and it was, say, from a web page, all it would paste is the text from it. So, and then it reads better. Actually, the other trick you can do this with, if you get a protected document, and for me it reads really slowly, you can just copy all of the text from the protected document and then paste it into it. Paste Special it into a new document as unformatted text, and it reads really well.
Was there Paste Special in 2003 or not?
Yes.
Yes.
It's always been there. Most people just didn't know what it was.
The only thing you lose, for example, the document from Braille Press had the ability to jump from links to certain parts of the document by doing the Paste Special into a new document. You lose the links, and you just have to either arrow down or find the page number.
I use it in Excel to change a formula to a value.
Oh, okay. I don't use Excel much at all.
Print value is the option on the Paste Special.
Okay.
In Word 7 or Word 10, there are really not so many new things. It's just that they have totally rearranged them so that they're more visible or something.
Yeah, they're just hard to find.
They just put them in different places.
Right.
That's what they did.
Well, it used to be words that were on a list, and when you clicked, if you're a mouse user, a visual mouse user, you would click on file, a list of words would appear. The same list would appear every single time. So what happens now is if you click on file as a sighted user, a ribbon appears, but it actually changes based on, it kind of guesses what you need. So say you have some text highlighted, something new appears in the ribbon because it's guessing what you might need to do. So say bullets and numbering, the ribbon for bullets might open up if you have text open. The other thing it can do is, this is confusing too, if you've just used, say, the underline part of the ribbon, and then you go back into the home part of the ribbon, it'll take you right to underline. And then you'll think, wait a second, I wanted to go to the home tab, and you're in the middle of it.
I think there was something where it would only show you, if you were in your menu, your start menu, and it would only show you certain things that you'd used recently. And I remember we used to have to turn that feature, that they called the feature that I found annoying, off so you'd get full menus. People know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes, where it would group
things and only show you the ones that you'd used most often. Well, it's the same concept that's applied here. It will bring you to where it thinks you want to go or bring you to where you were last. And that can be very confusing initially, which is why if you remember nothing else from this demo, remember that you want to tab within ribbons and arrow between.
And memorize shortcuts. If you've been, a 2003 user and you've only arrowed between menus and arrowed up and down, I won't say what you are, but you're going to have a lot of trouble within 2010. Yeah. So it's really worth memorizing the shortcuts.
If you tried to do this with Zoom text, since it's Windows keys, you can use the same keys, and you should. It speaks a little less, but you can also use your mouse. In that case, if you have the mouse pointer over something, it tells you exactly what it is and what it does, because that is often not very clear from these funny icons. I mean, if I see a scissors, then that's cut. But there are really things that, what is this? So if you use your mouse or your keystrokes and have tool tips active, then you should hear that. And the third one that I tried this with was NVDA, and it was surprisingly good. I'm sure that JAWS Jaws has put a lot of efforts to make it easier or to give you extra Jaws things, but I feel more comfortable with just using Windows tools, Windows keystrokes, unless there is a strong reason for something.
I mean, I was forced to do it because of a work change, and having heard all the grumbles, I mean, I held on to 2003 with my life, and making the jump to 2010, skipping everything in the middle, it's a learning curve for sure, but if you can, you know, afford to make that change, you know, rather than learning everything in between. For me, yeah. I've been happy to do that because it's that much less to learn.
Maria, what's that Windows 7 book and is it available in Braille?
It's called Windows 7. It's by Kathy Ann Murtha.
It's not in Braille, though, to answer your question.
Is this for blind people?
Yeah. It's written by a blind person. It's not in Braille. It's an audio. I think they give you a text file.
You have text files
and
audio
Word
files.
So if you have a Braille display, you mm-hmm. can read it.
If you are still at Windows XP and you want to go to Windows 7, I would definitely recommend it. Mm-hmm. And if you want to learn the basics about ribbons, she also goes into the office button and how to set up your office and all that kind of stuff.
There is another book out if you're looking for something in hard copy Braille. There is another book out that I think NBP sells that is mm-hmm. Windows 7.
No, Windows Explained.
Huh?
Windows Explained.
I have not seen it, but
and
I
actually
know
the
it
Word
exists.
One that I bought that is in Braille, they'll mail that to you.
Right. The biggest problem I've had, it's not really a problem, it's just an annoyance. I get tired of listening, going through that. You know, I mean, I memorized a lot of the ones that I use all the time, mm-hmm. but there are times when I'm looking for something specific and I don't have 10 minutes
yes.
to listen to the ribbon. Yeah.
And
that's where I find it, you know, when you're in a batch of choices, a box with a lot of choices.
My speed is, you know, often much faster than this. That helps.
Yeah.
The other thing I do is I found it helpful just to go to the internet and I just ask, where is bullets and numbering
in
Word 2010? And even though you get an answer from a cited user, it still says it's actually really useful.
It's cool.
Most of the time mm-hmm. you get kind of a gauge of where to find it and people give you different ideas and so that's where I use Paste Special. I cut
mm-hmm.
what someone says, copy it into a document, and anyway, so it's a way to learn. And it takes some time, but you've figured it out and if you save it. So I have 100 files that are
NBP book, Windows Explained, the latest version of which explains both Vista and 7, has a large number of tactile diagrams in it.
There's something called the Quick Access Toolbar. It's a toolbar where you can actually customize, you can put on it 10 tools or buttons that you use often, and it's something that's really quick to get to. You just do Alt up arrow, or is it Alt H and Alt up arrow, something like that. And you get to it and you just do number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, something like that. And you put 10 things on it that you use all the time, but you don't want to put obviously Control B or ones you know by heart. So I was thinking of it, you sort of put the medium ones that you use often enough but don't have memorized. So I just learned about that and thought, wow, that would actually be really useful for something like, I don't have bullets memorized. I don't have paragraph or margins
mm-hmm.
memorized. So I think I'm going to work on that and see how useful that is. But and you'll hear that as you tab through. Is it in the book you mentioned?
Yes, there's a little chapter on it.
Yeah,
and it explains very well how to set that up. As a blind user, you may not even notice this, but sometimes the ribbons are gone. If that happens, you have to do Control F1, and then they are back. Or you could just do Alt H, and then the home ribbon is back. So Control F1 hides or shows the ribbons.
Yay!